I'll take your nest egg and sit on it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. It's good to have you with us this morning as we continue with Fallout, our special coverage of the global financial crisis. You think the U.S. bank bailout was drastic? Here's how Argentina rolls. The Argentine government is seizing $30 billion in private pension funds and nationalizing it. The government is strapped for money and faces mounting debts. Argentina's president says she's protecting retirees from a global recession. Critics say she is looting pension funds. Either way, the Buenos Aires stock market plunged 11% yesterday to a four-year low. And what about your retirement account? Well, it's not being nationalized, but you've probably been watching it shrink lately. A House committee holds a hearing today on ways to help workers cope with dwindling 401ks. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
So, you've got the 401k blues. The American Benefits Council says it can help. The trade group, representing Fortune 500s, wants new rules allowing workers to take out a loan from their IRAs and 401ks penalty-free. The council's president, James Klein, also says he would like the Labor Department to distribute model language businesses could use as general investment advice. Right now, companies don't dispense advice because they're afraid of being sued.
That would create no liability on the part of the employer, but would help them give their workers some assurance about the proper course of action to take.
University of Pittsburgh Business School professor James Kraft says, short of advice, businesses can at least hold your hand to keep you from jumping off a cliff when you check your balance.
Meet with your employees and let them know you understand what's going on, and we'll keep you informed of anything that comes up that affects the 401k.
Kraft says, other than that, in the 401k world, you're on your own. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
It's hard to picture a global recession. Visualize a giant ship chugging around the tip of Africa loaded with coal or soybeans. The cost of shipping those commodities is tracked in something called the Baltic Dry Index, and Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been watching it sink.
The Baltic Dry Index has fallen by almost 90% since May. Back then, the cost of hiring the biggest bulk vessels was $240,000 a day. Today, it's just $9,000. These are the Cape-sized ships, too big to get through either the Panama or the Suez canals, so they go around the Capes. They carry raw materials like coal, iron ore, and wheat. The collapse in demand for these vessels is largely due to a sharp fall in demand from China. The drop in the Baltic Dry Index is an ominous sign, says David Osler of the Lloyd's List Shipping Journal.
Often it's seen as a leading indicator of the world economy because these kinds of ships are carrying such crucial raw materials. The real fear has to be some sort of prolonged slump.
He says another reason for the big fall in the index has been a number of new ships arriving on the market just as global trade is slowing down. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Big companies have been reporting third-quarter earnings this week, and it ain't pretty. American bellwethers, DuPont, Sun Microsystems, Caterpillar downplayed their outlooks, and the Dow lost 231 points, 2.5%. The NASDAQ was down yesterday 4-plus percent, S&P down 3%. Corporate earnings are sad in Japan, too, and a strong yen is hurting exporters. The Nikkei tumbled nearly 7%. Asian markets in general are sharply lower. Major European markets are down almost 3%. Oil prices sagged below $70 a barrel, even though OPEC is expected to cut production this week. The hope glimmer is that credit markets do show signs of improvement.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.
They might be in a recession, but one thing you can count on, the French never lose their joie de vivre. But maybe they do eat their joie at home. Home-cooked joie. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Ah, Paris on a Sunday afternoon in Saint-Germain-des-Prés. It's the perfect spot to join the French in their favorite pastime, eating. But these days, the cafes and bistros seem half empty or they're filled with tourists. Many French are cutting back, replacing three-course dining with a sandwich or a picnic in the park. Restaurants and cafe owners in some areas of the country say they've lost as much as 20% of their business. Inside the working-class Café Le Danton, just off the Boulevard Saint-Germain, manager Alex Maubon surveys his scant afternoon clientele. While lunches have been hardest hit, Maubon says his dinnertime crowd is thinned too, and the French are changing their traditional eating habits.
People are just ordering one-course meals now, and they've cut out aperitifs altogether. Clients get a glass of wine or maybe two, but not a full bottle. And they skip dessert or share one. People are making choices to bring down the bill.
In many places, it's tourists who are keeping things afloat as businesses have cut back on expense accounts. But in high-end establishments like the Brasserie Atlas, nothing much has changed. Parisian retiree Muguette Davo and her husband have just enjoyed a platter of oysters on the half shell, followed by veal smothered in cream sauce, accompanied by a full bottle of wine, bien sûr. Davo says times are hard for some.
Yes, many people change because now restaurants are very expensive. It's completely different. We see some people with a sandwich, but myself, I don't change. I don't change.
But Davo admits that nowadays it's only the well-off who can afford not to. In Paris, I'm Eleanor Beardsley for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow a tombé yesterday, down 231 points. It'll open at 9,033. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you can fit in an aperitif today.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.